Good afternoon and welcome to Umzo Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Zambia National Service officers promoted. Images bridge works progress in Lundazi. In international news, Trump says U.S. has captured Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife in large-scale strike. And in sports news, Freddie Michels leaves Zesco United for Egypt's Ceramico Cleopatra. With the news in detail, my name is Sueso Amkena. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema, in his capacity as Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, has promoted several Zambian National Service officers to their next higher ranks. The promotions were conferred during a colorful ceremony held yesterday at the Zambia National Service headquarters in Garrison in Chamba Valley, Lusaka. ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi and Deputy Zambia National Service Commander and Chief of Staff Major General Ruben Mwewa officiated at the event. The two pinned ranks on the newly promoted junior grade officers shortly before a Thanksgiving service. Speaking at the ceremony, Lieutenant General Solochi expressed appreciation to President Hichilema for the promotions, saying the move will significantly boost morale among officers. He said the elevation of personnel will enhance motivation, productivity, and the culture of excellence for which the Zambia National Service is known. Cancer Diseases Hospital Senior Medical Superintendent Susan Musandabwe says Zambia is expected to stop referring cancer patients abroad for radiotherapy treatment by April 2026. Dr. Musandabwe says this follows the ongoing decommissioning, rehabilitation, construction, and equipping of the hospital's radiotherapy and imaging facilities, a project scheduled for completion by April this year. She says the hospital has already received true beam radiotherapy equipment, with installation expected to begin once roofing works are completed. The 50-megawatt solar power plant in Mansa Luapula province has successfully passed its pre-commissioning test and is scheduled to be officially commissioned in April this year. Zesco Limited Board Chairperson Vixen Ngube says progress has been made towards the April target for the full 50 megawatts to be fed into the national grid. Ngube, who toured the plant to assess the effectiveness of the pre-commissioning test, said the facility will inject sufficient power into Mansa and parts of Kasama, effectively bringing an end to load shedding in the area. Meanwhile, Zesco Limited Managing Director Justin Longo says 2025 has been a challenging year for the company in terms of electricity availability and supply. The Mansa Solar Power Plant is expected to supply the entire Luapula province, whose peak electricity demand stands at 28 megawatts. Still in local news, the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops has strongly expressed unwavering solidarity with Archbishop of Lusaka, Most Reverend Alick Banda, and the Catholic faithful across the country following what he describes as sustained attacks on the church's mission and leadership. This follows the summoning of Archbishop Banda to appear before the Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit of the Drug Enforcement Commission on Monday, 5th January 2026, through a letter delivered on 31st December 2025. The bishops view the move as part of a broader pattern of intimidation aimed at silencing the church's prophetic voice and punishing Archbishop Banda for his stance on governance and accountability. Reaffirming the Catholic Church's long-standing role as a moral compass in Zambia, the ZCCB has condemned the use of state institutions to harass church leaders, warning that such actions threaten justice, unity, and the nation's democratic fabric, especially as the country approaches a general election year. Zambia is set to host a three-day meeting on the deteriorating security situation in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. The meeting has been held at the request of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, which Zambia has accepted. The Ministry of Defense will host the meeting from Thursday, 8th January to Saturday, 10th January 2026, in Livingston. Zambia continues to advocate a peace guided by President Hakainde Hichilema's view that instability anywhere is instability everywhere. President Hichilema seeks to contribute to efforts aimed at achieving lasting peace in the DRC, a country with which Zambia shares a long border. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma is expected to chair the meeting. And finally, in local news, the Road Development Agency, RDA, working in collaboration with other stakeholders, has made steady progress in restoring road connectivity at Impamba Bridge. The bridge provides a vital link to Chief Chitungulu's area in Lundazi District, Eastern Province. RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Muloa says backfiling works in the northern Lundazi site have been completed. Muloa says the assembly of anchor bridge components on southern Pamba site is currently underway. Muloa explains that persistent flash floods in Lundazi district washed away both approaches to Mpamba Bridge, leaving it impassable and unsafe for all vehicular traffic. He says the RDA, in partnership with other stakeholders, immediately began emergency works to restore safe access. We now take a short break. Still to come is international sports news. Don't go away.
Area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed,
feel free.
Don't ask for water, ask for Mandy.
Area,
get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed,
feel free.
Don't ask for water,
ask for Mandy.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and stout quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Enough of wrapping socks and ties? This festive season, why not give the gift that really lights up faces? Head over to Fast Mobile, your one-stop festive shop for gadgets and gear that say, connect your loved ones with the latest iPhones, Samsungs and Google Pixel phones. Gift someone a Blackview or Samsung tablet or simply an iPad, because streaming holiday movies on the go is basically a tradition. And what's a celebration without the perfect sound? Turn up the joy with a JBL Bluetooth speaker or bring the music closer with sleek Bluetooth headphones and earphones. Looking for something to capture the holiday magic? We've got you covered with Canon, Sony and Nikon cameras, because memories are best kept in high definition. From stylish smartwatches, laptop bags and travel bags, to power banks for those long trips, our bobbing machines and cordless clippers make sure you are picture perfect for every selfie. So this festive season, come to Fast Mobile.